Now it's the one season that we can safely guess no one looks forward to, flu season. And Wisconsin has seen a spike in the last month in confirmed cases of the flu throughout the state.
Our next guest tells us why there's been a significant rise in the flu in Wisconsin and what people can do to take care of themselves as influenza makes the rounds.
Tom Haupt is with us now. He's the Wisconsin Influenza Surveillance Coordinator and epidemiologist for the State Department of Health Services. Tom, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show, Veronica.
How widespread is the flu in Wisconsin this year?
We're seeing it throughout each of the five public health regions. Obviously, we're seeing a few more cases in the more heavily populated areas like Milwaukee County and Dane County. But prospectively, we're seeing high incidence throughout the state, right around peak activity through statewide.
How does that compare to last year?
Last year was a little bit of a later year, and it was a different type of virus. Last year we had the influenza A H1 virus, which predominantly hit affected the younger population, young adults more so than this year's influenza virus, which is an H3, which really tends to affect the older population more. Last year we peaked in March. We're, as I said, we're right about at peak activity now. It's a little early to make that determination this week, but early indications are that even as early as last week, we may have reached our peaked activity, but we still continue to have very high numbers.
How did researchers do this year at matching the flu vaccine to the actual types of flu going around?
The influenza vaccine match was pretty good this year. We figured it was somewhere between 43% to 48%, which means you're 43% to 48% less likely to seek medical attention if you've received the influenza vaccine. Now, that a lot of people will say, oh, anything less than 100 is not acceptable. But again, you're dealing with a very strong virus here, and the H3 virus that is circulating in Wisconsin is very powerful. And if it, for the most part, it can prevent the complications, which is of influenza, which is pneumonia. Unfortunately, death is a complication, obviously. But again, it's been a pretty good match this year. It's about what we expect for this powerful of a virus.
And you said last year there were young people who were affected more predominantly than other groups of people. Who's affected this year?
This would be the older population. Again, being very careful of stereotyping, but for surveillance purposes, we say the elderly population over 65 years old. So obviously, the older you get, the more possibilities there are for complications. And that's because the older population does not get the full protection that a young adult would get. We want them to get the vaccine, but again, they just don't receive the protection that a younger adult gets. So they are more susceptible to complications. And we are seeing that. In all of our cases this year, we've had about 1,700, almost 1,800 hospitalizations. Over two-thirds of them have been over 65 years old.
Our technical director here on the show just got her flu shot. Is it likely to be effective, or are we peaking and it's going to be too late? What do you think?
Well, I think it's definitely going to be effective. All four strains of influenza are still circulating in Wisconsin. As I mentioned, we're probably at peak activity or maybe 1 week past, but we're still going to see very high numbers of influenza over the next few weeks. So it's definitely not too late to get the influenza vaccine. The sooner you get it, the more protection you get, the quicker you get it, and that usually is within the first couple weeks after you receive the vaccination.
Now, one thing that always seems to happen at flu season is the word flu gets bandied about quite a lot. People say the flu for almost everything. What is the flu? How do we know if we've got the actual flu?
Well, the flu itself is still short for influenza, which is a respiratory virus that's characterized by sudden onset of high fever, cough, sore throat, muscle aches, and then followed by a period of fatigue where you basically feel like you've been hit by a truck. You just can't get your energy back. I know people start talking about the stomach flu, which is more of a diarrheal type of illness, and we try to stay away from that. We try to make that distinction between flu being strictly respiratory and the gastrointestinal diarrheal types of illnesses. But again, we're right in the middle of our influenza, our respiratory season right now.
We're talking with Tom Haupt right now, Wisconsin Influenza Surveillance Coordinator and epidemiologist for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. And we were talking about that vaccine. Is there a point, Tom, where you might say, you know what, don't bother, it's probably too late and flu season is over?
Well, it's hard to really say. I mean, in different parts of the country, especially if there's any travel involved, we always say if you have the vaccine and people have not received it, give it to the people who may need it. If they're traveling to places like Alaska or someplace like that where it's more indigenous of having influenza throughout the year, it's not going to hurt people to get the influenza vaccine. But what we try to do is we try to give people the most updated information about what's happening in Wisconsin, also to physicians, clinicians, so they can make the best determination as to when they no longer need to give the vaccine to their residents, to people who are ill. And a lot of it, again, is based on the fact that do they have a vaccine available? Has it been expired? Is it something we could still get some benefit from?
What can people do if they haven't got the flu, they've gotten their flu vaccine, and they just want to practice good personal hygiene and try not to get sick?
Right. Basically, if somebody's not feeling good, they need to give themselves a chance to recover. Especially around this time of year and with the warm weather we've had over the past few weeks, there's been a lot of pollen issues and people with allergies. And again, people might be mistaking allergies for an actual minor cases of influenza, which could be spread to other people. So if there's any kind of respiratory illness going around, whether it's a cough, sore throat, you have to look at it as possibility of something contagious like influenza. And you give yourself time to heal. And you don't want to go around people and visiting people who are older, like in a nursing home. We don't want to introduce the influenza into that population. You don't want to introduce it into children who might be in daycare. Yeah, the purpose of the vaccine is not only to protect yourselves, but to protect those people around you. And if you're not feeling well, give yourself a chance to heal. Rest, drink plenty of fluids.
What if you're not sick, but you have to kind of interact with somebody who is? What can you do preventively?
Right. In a case like that, I mean, if you really have to interact with someone who is not feeling right, it's very appropriate to wear a mask. It's just a surgical mask. Now, that can be worn by the person who is sick, or it also could be worn by the person who is being exposed. For example, if they go into a hospital and a person is sick, many times they will ask the visitors to wear a mask to protect themselves. So, but also good hand washing, good hygiene, those are the types of things that are going to protect you in addition to the influenza vaccine.
Tom, as we wrap up here, I've always wondered, you know, here we are in Wisconsin, it's cold this winter, it's especially wet and damp. Do we deal with more cases of things like influenza in Wisconsin because of our climate than, say, someone who's basking in sunny California?
It seems like we always have more cases than places like Arizona, Southern California, and there's a lot of research that is still pending as to what role the climate has on that. Certainly, we're much more cooped up with cold weather compared to some of these other states, but it also is a fact, too, that it seems like we have more cases up here than what they have. But again, we're continuing to do more research as to the effect of climate and how it might actually affect the numbers of cases and the complexity of the cases, especially in cold weather states like Wisconsin.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us and filling us in.
Thank you, Veronica. I appreciate the chance to be on your show.
Tom Haupt is the Wisconsin Influenza Surveillance Coordinator and Epidemiologist for the State Department of Health Services. He was with us there to talk about a recent spike in the number of flu cases here in Wisconsin.
Coming up after the news, our guest says we should spend more time talking to strangers because people we don't know can change our lives for the better. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.